it's that swarm I almost lost this week. Hi. Down, girls. Down. Well, it's a little cool. Yeah. Hi. Oh, you mean our favorite radio station? KOWS-FM 107.3 on your local dial. Or if you can find us on the computer, it's www.kows.fm. You mean you didn't hear? I thought everybody heard. The Sonoma County Harvest Fair just finished up.
And what happened at the harvest?
We got three blue ribbons.
You got
three blue ribbons. Our wildflower got a blue ribbon.
Wow.
Our lavender got a blue ribbon.
Wow.
And I brought you some of our blueberry, which got a blue ribbon. That is a very rare, precious commodity, because this year we only got a very small amount of our blueberry. So we had to save it until the fair. So after we entered, we took the rest of it and we're bottling it up, and it will be literally probably sold out Sunday at Sebastopol. We brought one bottle with us and it's already gone. So you got the other one.
Maybe I should take this since it's so special for a little family reunion.
It is. It is. It's very special.
So yeah. Three ribbons, one for the wildflower.
Mm-hmm. One for the lavender, and then one for the blueberry. And do you remember me telling you about that wonderful Puma Springs Vineyard lavender? He also won a blue ribbon for his lavender. So we now have four blue ribbon honeys on our table. Oh, yeah, let me tell you, every year we win at least one blue ribbon, but this is the first year we've won multiple blue ribbons, and I was so glad that our friend Tony Crabb with Puma Springs Vineyard got his blue ribbon, because this was the first year he'd ever entered also as an amateur. So he was just really very, very delighted and very, very happy that he was winning. So
let's give a little bit of a thank you to
Buzz Buzz and a
from Bluefield Beach. Why don't we just interrupt with something? Blatantly thank you text. Don't forget apples if you want to take some. Yes, I tell everybody who walks in the door to take apples. Let's just do an unabashed promo for Bloomfield Beach.
Oh, you mean our wonderful 1295 Bloomfield Rose location where we sell honey every day? Little shameless promotion there. Well, we do have it open every day. And you know, the Occidental Farmers Market's only going to run about another 3 weeks. And then where are you going to get your honey, folks? Well, for one more month after that, we're going to be selling at Sebastopol. But after Sebastopol, folks, you're going to have to find us either on the web or you're going to have to go over to Bloomfield Road, because those are the only two places you can find us after that.
Well, and one of the things I was thinking of that I shouldn't say it out loud, but I want to get my holiday baskets together.
Oh.
What I do is give as many local little treats to mm-hmm. people as I can. And I need to get some of that mustard. I need to get some
honeys. Oh, yeah.
Honeys.
Mm-hmm.
Need to do some little basket fillers. We did a whole thing at Be Kind last year for our
mm-hmm.
staff.
Yeah.
At the business. And it was nice.
Yeah, their honey's almost as good as ours.
Not as good, but it's really good to support our local
people. Oh, I know it. And Doug and Kasia do make some really beautiful candles over there. They really, really do. But our honey gets blue winter honey, so blue ribbon. So,
yes.
Folks, come by and see us. We're down at Occidental's Farmers Market. It runs till 7 or 7:30 tonight, and we're going to be here through the rest of the month. And, of course, after the market ends, I'll still be calling in every Friday night, Laura. So you don't get rid of me.
I don't ever want to get rid of you. What I want to do is play a song in your honor.
Oh, well, thank you.
After what you just won, three blue ribbons for the honey at the harvest fair. All I can say is holy cow, and Sam is going to say the same thing. So here's some holy cow.